Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters and welcome back to our series Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 15th of Ramadan and our topic is Sitting in the Place of Prayer After Fajr. My dear brothers and sisters, it was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to stay in the masjid after praying the Fajr prayer and make dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, until sunrise. Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to sit at the place where he observed the morning prayer or the Fajr prayer till the sun rose. And this hadith is found in Sahih Muslim and others. My dear brothers and sisters, this sunnah requires preparation, as whoever wants to apply it has to sleep early and make his daily routine start after sunrise. If he does so, he will likely need to take a nap after dhuhr since he has begun his day early. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, this daily routine is not an easy one, which is why Allah made the reward of this sunnah a great one, as we find in the hadith narrated by Anas radiallahu an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever prays Fajr in Jama'ah, then sits and he remembers Allah until the sun rises, thumma salla raq'ataini, then he prays two raq'ah, two units of prayer, kanat lahu ka ajri hajjatin wa umrah, he will have a reward like that of Hajj and Umrah. Anas radiallahu an said that Allah's Messenger said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tamma, in full, in full, in full, meaning he repeated it three times. And this hadith is found in the Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah and others and has been declared sahih by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. My dear brothers and sisters, if we look at the effort, time and money that people put into performing Hajj and Umrah today, and no doubt that they are great actions and Hajj is a pillar of Islam that must be fulfilled when one is able to do so, but also for those unable to go and perform these great actions, then we all have a wide opportunity to obtain the same reward in full while still in our country of residence, so long as we do this sunnah. Now for some this may be a difficult task, but what is advised is that you can begin gradually, practicing it here or there or once or twice a week. Then insha'Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the love of this act of worship in your heart, making you keen to always perform it. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we leave you with the saying of Allah,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he shall be rightly guided. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.